So it's based upon the Gemara, Dachot in Vavah. There the Gemara says that one is not allowed to open up on the ground floor a bakery if on the upper floor there is someone who has an Eitz Aperus, because it is a mazik. And that this is the kind of a mazik that even the Beisi agrees that our mazik lahachik is atzmi, because it's here at the lake. But he's not allowed to open up a bakery only if the word, the occupant of the upper story apartment has already an Eitz Aperus. But suppose he doesn't have an Eitz Aperus as yet? So the mele, the occupant of the lower apartment is allowed to open up a bakery. So the Gemara Abaye has an Abaye. Suppose the occupant of the upper apartment so already made the preparations. He washed it, he built in something, but he did not introduce the peiros in that apartment. So do we say that it has a din as if the upper story apartment had already been an Eitz or not? Keep it very big smart. So it's a violation. So the Rosh says, I'm not a buyer. That quote in Leyachu. Oh, we give the Hodom Chalush and Achtem in the Shaboy in Tachat Tzorish Haver. So then, boy, a buyer. Keep it very big smart. Ribo Bechalim is smart. Bonali al gabes al gabes imal. Hey, so the Rosh says, v'chid loyif shete loyizakim eloy laharik. So it's good. This is our Rosh. Now the Rambam passed with a chumra. The Rambam mentions the din of the Mishnah. Misha hoyisoloi chanus tachas eitzach avera lo yasefo lo inachtim lo itzava lo rebes poko lo yachtim shom aspastim chayetzven mitvorim she'eli mehem hevel chamhal. In other words, it's not allowed to open up a kind of a shop that will have a lot of heat, because that will cause damage to the eitz aperes. Mifnei she'achei mafsik peres ha'eitzach. Then Aruch Yudgimuni says, Kibit Balabayis, Rob Atsabu Yosei, Yeshiripo Bachalines, Kilasit Beitzer, and Kidim Zeh also about, we Kidim Zeh also Tanu, Kidim Shiachni Spiris Leitzer. So he says, Bichol Eilu Baleitzer Makilo. Vi Oba, Vi also Tanu Bechayetze Bei, Ein Baleitzer Yochei, Lo Hosei Atanu Bechalei. So he passed with Lechumbe, Lechatchile it's Lechumbe. The Rosh passed with Lechule. So Lechatchile is allowed to open up a bakery, since it's a Bible Yishin. And the Rambam says that Chathchila is not allowed, because it's Sveikid Arayis Elchumle. But if he did open up a bakery, so then the Baal Eitzer, the upper store, the occupant of the upper apartment, has no right to remove the bakery, the store. But Chathchila is Elchumle. According to the Rosh, Chathchila is Elchumle. So the Gros says, in Simen Kuf Nun Hei, Sib Gimu, he said as well, Kei, the Mechaba Paskans like the Rambam, Gimu Bal Ali Odai Tei Shechob Yitzlas Es Boi Eitzea, Gen Shekibe Yit Vechibitz Al Yosei, O Yishribu Bo Halemeis, Kider Asheisim Leitzea, Vikidem Zeh Viosotanu, Kidem Shiach Nispiris Leitzea, O Yishihizchil, Leitzea Shum Shemin Orimeinim, Oidmorim Chayitzbeh, Vikidem Zeh Vosotanu, Kidem Shosa Chiti, O Yishosa Balachanus, Michil Al Gabo, Lehavio Bin Achanus Min Leitzea, Bichole, so it's all a Bayer Uivshede. So Bichole Inu Bal Leitzea Makibo, Miakibo, like את רם לחום ואימו באביו עושה אין יוכל עשי כאילו שלקרו אינוס חסד לספר כאילו שיט את הרם בסווינק אבל רש אבל חוש כאן חלק ויקוסה די להרחיק בסווינק סודן לקרוס עז וחי גב לפליגה בעבידה ביסופי כיפאי The same kind of machlekes we find in connection with Ashores Alei. They are, I buy his leaves in connection with Ashores Alei. Now, what is the, he doesn't say what he has reference to, but it's obvious. He has reference to the Abaye Lifshite at the beginning of Eilu Mitzies. Kavshun Shemin Ma'al. So, the more says Teiko. At the beginning of Eilu Mitzies. So there we also have a machlekes Hashem. Some Rishenim, we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rosh. In Simen Reish Samach, Sib Zayin, Motso Peris Mefuzori, Bimokim Agronets, Im Hoyu Kmoi, Kavis Yodal Adames, Subyeis Yodal Adames, Harim Sholei, Mipni Shena Bailu Mitaplim Basiposo, Hoyu Mefuzorim Bipokas Mital Adames, Lo Yiga Bahem, Shema Bailu Minichosho, Hoyu Kmoi, Chotzika, Bibeis Amis, Oika Bailu Mechess Amis, That's the boy Rabbi Yomi, Lil Mitzies. Oisho Akav, Mishnaim, Gimumim, Kim Tamlim, Mishumshimim, Koleilu Sofik, Lifichoch Lo Yitel, Vim Notal, in the Chayu Lachas. So, does anyone have a Gemara when we see here? No? Is it a Rosh? No? No more? Yes. Thank you. So, the Rosh says here, V'chidn de lo yivshite, Tzveike de reise, Lechumre v'chay lachis. That's what the Rosh says. By these abayis, of Kapshum Shemi. So, Nashor is abeide, so is chay lachis. Is chay lachis. The Rambam says, לפיכך לא ייתן ואם נוטל אין החיים לחץ. So here just the reverse. The roles are reversed. The Goyen mentions a similar machlekes in connection with this Abai Lifshit and Ashores Abai. But the roles are reversed. In the machlekes in connection with Achokas Nisikim, so the Abai Lifshit, so the Rambam passes lechumre, the Rosh passes lekule. And in connection with Ashores Abai, So the Rambam says, "In Chayu Lachis, he passes Likule, and the Rosh passes Lechum, Chayu Lachis." So that's no stira, because That what the Goyim doesn't mean that one depends upon the other. But he mentions, in other words, there is a similar oneness. But now for the same reason that the Rambam says lechumre in connection with Spike Lipshit and Achokes Mizokim, so the Rosh passes lechumre in connection with the Bible Lipshit and Achokes Mizokim. It's the same kind of oneness. But the Rambam applies this oneness to Achokes Mizokim, whereas the Rosh applies the oneness to Achokes Mizokim. We have to understand why. But the Gros says it's a similar machlekes. But the roles are reversed. Now, I get to the Gros. He cooked my head. So he says, V'chaigavne pliye babay, v'isofi kibay, v'taymi shol Rambam. What's the time of the Rambam? As to why he passes the chumre by Sofik Achokas Nizokin. Kibn di minatei ve nizokin oser, as liru lechumre, ma she'im ki lahalch kakakei, moishikos kosu di Sofik Frey, hamei tzim chavei ol varai, vichim ba'avei. So what do you mean vichim ba'avei de? So it has to be lechumre, according to Rosh. And then he says, Aber a Rosh say there, Aber Gavshu with the Raise. So the Gros says that both are made that Nachokas Nizokin is with Raise. The Rambam and Rosh. But the Rambam says that since Nachokas Nizokin is with Raise, so speak it Raise Lechum. And the Rosh also agrees that Nachokas Nizokin is the Raise. But it's Likule, like Mommy. Mommy is also the Raise. Isa Gezel is an Isa Raise. Still we say Amitzim Chavir Olav Raya. So Nachokas Nizokin is like Mommy. So it's like good. Aber Rosh say there, Aber Gavshu with the Raise, Kim di Mila di Momeina as Lilu Likud. Kmo Shikosu bi Seif Perik Azoreh. Vayim Ram bin Dohi, Ulinyen Zdohi. Now the Gro mentions another Machlech. Skin Dohi. The Gemara has not by it. Yesh Yad bin Zdohi or Ein Yad bin Zdohi. Kim Yoma Hadin Selah Zdohi. And then there was another Selah. And he said, Vahadi, he didn't say Vadinam, but he said Vadi. So the question is, yes, Yad, Lizdoki Yad, Lizdoki Sabai Rivshti. So the Ram there, so there is a machleket between the Ram and the Ramban. So the Ram says that it's Likule. It's Amit Zvachavir Lavarai. So in the case where someone said, and one seller, Hadin Sala Lizdoki, then there was another seller on the table and he said, Vehadin, so the Ram paskins, that the one who said Vadin, so he is entitled to keep it. In other words, Amin cannot be made Tzifam. Amin Tzifavir Elam Rai. But the Rabban says, no, so it's okay, it's Lechumre. So it's Rai, it's Lechumre. So, in other words, why does the Gro doesn't mention it just to show his kies? In other words, it's the same kind of oneness. It's the same kind of oneness. Even though one does not necessarily depend upon the other. V'oraye, the Rambam is the one who in regard to Abai Lipshite Nachokas Nizokin, he passes the Chumre, and the Rosh Likure, and in Hashem Zabeide, the roles are reversed. So for some reason, one has a good reason as to why. By Veide it should be the Chumre, and by Nachokas Nizokin Likure, and vice versa. Alright. So, and then he mentions the machlekes, the Ramban, and the machlekes Chan and the Ramban in regard to Sofik Tzdokia also. So, it's the same one, it involves the same question. Now, the Kirya Sefer says that Achokas Mizokin is Akonis Chacham. But, the Kirya Sefer, the Mabit, is Ishitas Yoy, because we see from all the shame that the Nisa involved in Achokas Mizokin is a Nisarais. We see it in Ramah, we soon see the Ramah. The Ramah and the Ramban and the Rosh and the Ramban. Here the Gro. The Gro says that both the Rambam and the Rosh are made that it's the Raise. If the Gro Shite had been that Achokas Nizokin is the Rabbanon, why doesn't he say that that's the reason as to why the Rosh says that it is that Sofik Achokas Nizokin is Likure? Because they can Rabbanon Likure. So he says, Aval Rosh says, Aval Gav Shehu the Raise, and the Jewish Rosh says explicitly that it's the Raisi. That says explicitly that it's the Raisi. So, So he says that he's Raisa, but it's a mitzvah chavir Rai. So the Mabit is a yoked. All the other Rishonim say explicitly that Achokes Nizokin is the Raisa. Now, Achokes Nizokin, as I mentioned in the day before yesterday, so there are two kinds of Achokes Nizokin. There is one type of Achokes Nizokin that comes within the Yisrael of Rishonim, but there is another type of Achokes Nizokin that does not come within the parasha of Rishonim or Mishpatim. Because the parasha of Rishonim or Mishpatim deals with Nizikin that involve a monetary damage. Above Nizikin, Asher, Abey, Ramav, whatever. But Kutre, Bereitre, that doesn't involve any monetary damage. It's impossible to determine a monetary damage. So what kind of Ezek is it? It's a nuisance. Kutre, or Ezek, Rishonim say Ezek is also a damage. So that's a different kind of Nizokin. So when the Rambam and the Rosh have a machlekes in regard to Achokes Nizokin, they have a machlekes in regard to all kinds of Achokes Nizokin. Whether it's the type of Nizokin that involves a monetary damage, so as far as the Issa of Mazik is concerned, let's say, suppose somebody will break another state, Mamish Mazik. So Rabbi Yehine, in the first page of his Peirush on Pirkei Avos, so he says in explaining the Gemara, Hayman Diboyen Mevech Side, so Likayim Mildoves, and one says Likayim Mildizikin. I mean, he mentions at the beginning of the first period in Pirkei Avos. So he says that only Zikin above is Zikin. So there is a Chiyuv Tashlumi. That's the Parashat Mishpatim. Where is the Yisea? Where is the Yisea of above is Nizikin? So he says that the Yisea is implicit in the love of Nizikin. A very strange Hamilene. He's implicit in the love of Nizikin. Now, Hamilene does not mean that the Ika love of Nizikin has reference to Mazik. Because if the Ika love of Nizikin would have reference to Mazik, so then, every mazik so should be chayim malkes. What do we say? It's a lava libi tashlumin. All right, so there is a machlekes rishonim as to whether there is such a loche lava libi tashlumin in leikin. There's the Rambam shite, but this shite in machesis, there is no such a loche lava libi tashlumin in leikin. There is no malkes for the lava gzele because it's a lava libi tashlumin. The Rambam says, if the gzele, the dovra goes to his ben, then there is no malchus because it's a lava nita kles. But if the Dovra Kozum is hadien, it was destroyed, so then there is no malchus because of lava nita kashlumim. But this Rishite in Makkes is that there is no such a lot of lava nita kashlumim. There is no malchus. So the question is, if the Ika lava of the season applies to Mazik, then every Mazik should be higher malchus, according to this Rishite in Makkes. That there is no such a loch like Tashumin is a lake. That there is no such a loch. So the answer is there are certain law that the Ika law has reference to one Isa. But other is Suleiman Nichla in that law. So then the loch is that Malkes there is for that Isa that is in the judicial law, that is the Ika law. The Nikalav has reference to. But the things that are Nichlal and are deduced to the Midish Atel and Reshet Ben, but it's not implicit in the judicial Mikro, there is no Malkus. Now we have many examples. Let's say there is a lab of Lisashvis Asayim. But the Gemara said that if somebody is Kereyah Kodim Hamasay, and we have said, he's also even a lab of Lisashvis. So the Rambam says in Sifra Mitzvahs, Malkus is only higher if it tears down an Ismach. But if it just breaks wastefully a table or a property, there Hashose is also even allowed. But it's not Chayim Malkus. Why? Because the Ikalav, the Rambam says, has reference to Ismach. That's the Pshutish only of the Sashkas, I say so. But the Chachomim deduced from that love a Nisar against all kinds of Ephesians. If you carry out Godin Mechamos, so he's in a lab. But it's not a traditional Mikro. So it's Nichlal. It's nichal, it's deduced from that positive. So in regard to the things that are not implicit in the Pshinish Mikro, it has a din of lav shebecholis. So maybe there is no malchus. Or, let's say, there is a lav of Baltishakt. So the Ika lav of Baltishakt has reference to Shkotzim or Mosik, if somebody is a Yechelubim Mosik, insects. But the Gemara says in Makkos that if somebody eats biyodayim misuaveis with dirty hands, he touches the food and he eats it, he's also in a Baltishakt. So the Rambam again in Sefer HaMitzvah says, if somebody will eat Rimosim, he will be chayav malchus for Baltishakt. But if somebody will eat biyodayim misuaveis with dirty hands, or dirty food, let's say you take out food from the garbage in the street and you eat it. So it will also be the lab of Baltishakt. But Malchus will not be higher. Why? Because the Ikalav has reference to Achilas Rimosi, insects, not Ichel B'Yadayim, Mizuomis, or Mizuomis. So again, in regard to the Isurim that are Nichlav, but it's not Ikalav, so it's Lashonot. So the Rambam says himself, and there are many, many examples of that sort. So the melee when Rabbi Yehuda says that Dalad Ovis Nisikin, Yud Nisikin is included in the lab of Nisikin, it doesn't mean that the Ika lab of Nisikin has reference to Nisikin. The Ika lab of Nisikin has reference to Zeyle Mamech. But any Hefzid moment that one is given, the Chavele is included in that lab. But Malkin there is. But the lab of Nisikin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is only shyer if it's in Nizikin, like Dalodov is Nizikin, where there is monetary damage. Not the kind of Nizikin like Kutre, Ureche, Reacha. So when there is no Hepsid moment cause to the other. So then there is no Nisa of Nizikin, or even the love that is Nichlal on Nizikin. So when the Gro says that it's naked right, say, so the Gro doesn't limit himself. All right, as far as opening up a bakery on the ground floor and on the upper floor, there's the Itza Peres, so that involves monetary damage too. That comes within the parasha of Mishpatim also. But the Rambam Shite and the Rosh Shite, they are not limited only to this kind of logic. Any kind of Hilchos Nizikin. The Rambam doesn't mention it in Hilchos Nizikin only, he mentions it after Nizkei Shchein. So since he mentions it in Nizkei Shchein, so it seems that it's not based upon the Yisar of Rishterem, or according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Yisar of Rishterem. But it applies to all kinds of Nizokin, even Nizokin that do not involve monetary damage, like Kutre and Bezakisei, so Reacha, so that is also Sveike de Lechumre, and according to the Rosh, it's Mikol. So why? So the Rosh says as follows. Now, what is the Mokin? What is the mocking of Achokes Nisikim in the Raisi? So we saw that the Rach in Sanhedrin, in Tavzayim on the Beis, so Ushvatem Tzedek Benishu Benochim Benishu Benochim Ubein Geiroi Ubein Afilu Ubein Bayis Laliyo. ובין בזמוכי, ואומר רבי דף בין בייס לליו, ובין גירי, אומר רבי דף ובין תנו לקראי. So the Rach says, what does it mean? כמה החוק הסתנו מן הקיסא ומן הזיבו שתחסתנו, וכמה החוק הסתנו קירו, ואמר זה בקירו. So, all החוק is נזוקי. All החוק is נזוקי. So, that's an essay. So, we may believe it's an essay. So, we could say, so according to the Rambam, according to the Rambam, we could say that it implies two things. First of all, it implies Ischus. It implies Ischus. In other words, that one neighbor has Ischus against the other neighbor not to be damaged by the other neighbor as a result of the other neighbor's maintenance of imazik and uses. It's Ischus. If it is, and according to the Rambam, Does it imply souls? It also implies in this verse, Uishpatitem tzedek b'nish u'b'nochi u'b'n yere. Ach u'b'nitano v'karay. So that means it's in this verse, one is not allowed to maintain a mazik, a nuisance on his premises. So, both. Now the question is this. If they are both are implicit, is schus and nisareset. So is there any connection between the two? So we can explain it in three ways. We can say that the basic thing is a nisa. In other words, the basic thing that is implicit in this posse of Mishvat and Tzedek, Ben Yishu B'nochum B'gere, Afim B'n Pais La'olil, B'n Tamu Mikirayim, is a nisareset. Not that the Baal HaBayis is not allowed to maintain a mazik in the Bayis if it is conducive to damage to the Aliyah, or if it's a nuisance to the Aliyah. It's an Israel. And as a result of that Israel, so the other neighbor acquires this house. Because, so the primary thing is the Israel incumbent upon the mazik. Mimele, the nizek, acquires a schus of forcing the mazik to remove the mazik. But the basic thing is the isareset. Or we can say the other way around. We can say that the basic thing in the posik of Mishvat Tzedek B'Nishi B'Nochot Megele is that the shochu has a schus chayit, not to be nizik. Mimele, this schus that is vested in the Nizek imposes an obligation upon the Mazik not to maintain that Mazik. Because the Posik, the Torah says, Ushvatitem tzedek b'nishu b'noch migoy. In other words, you shall judge righteously between one person and his brother and the one who lives with him, who dwells with him. So in other words, you shall judge righteously. What does it mean? In accordance with the schusim of the neighbor. So the base sins, so since this posik implies a schus vested in the nizek, not to be nizek through the maintenance of a mazik and the neighbor's premises, so mainly it imposes the aid upon the mazik. But the basic thing is the schus of nizik. And that gives rights to the obligation, the chayv and the iser, and the mazik. And we can say that this posik of Mishvat Tzedek, B'nishu B'nochem U'B'ngere, implies two independent things. It implies a schus, of a schus vested in the nizek, and independent, a nisarese, incumbent upon the mazik. Not that the nisarese is a result of the schus, or that the schus is a result of the nisarese by the mazik. There'll be a big machine. Let's say, suppose one neighbor is a god, the other neighbor is a god. The other neighbor is a kohen. So if we say that the schus emanates from the Yisrael, why does the Nizek get his schus not to be Nizek? Because the Mazik is Musa not to maintain the Mazik on his premises. But suppose he's a kohen, he's not Musa. Or suppose, so he's not Musa. Suppose he's a goy, the other neighbor, the Mazik. He's a goy. He's certainly not Muzer. It's not one of the Zaynis in the Neyash. So, he is not Muzer. But if we say that the basic thing is his schus, so the melee, even though the Mazik, the other neighbor, the Mazik, is a cotton or a goy, but here's his schus. So without any obligations incumbent upon the cotton or upon the goy, he can just force the neighbor to remove it without his schus. Now, if the two things are independent of each other, so we can also enforce it as against the goy, as against the cotton too. So, the Rambam Shita apparently is, he agrees with the Shita of the Rach, the posik of shvatim tzadik nishim lochem egerei implies a halacha or pachokas nizok. And either that the basic thing, according to the Rambam, is an iser of maintaining the mazik, mimeire it gives rise to a schus, or the Rambam can say that this posik of shvatim tzadik nishim lochem egerei implies two separate halachas. A schus vested in the nizik, and an obligation incumbent upon the mazik, two separate things. So the mele, insofar as the schus that is vested in the nizik is concerned, if we say that according to the Rambam, the basic thing is a nisa, or an obligation incumbent upon the mazik to eliminate the mazik nuisance on his premises, and the schus becomes vested as a result of the obligation and the iser incumbent upon the mazik. So the mele sins as far as the iser is concerned. So we have to say, so the mele, he himself has to be mad. Even if we say that it's two independent things, it's not that the schus emanates from the iser and the chayim that is incumbent upon the mazik. It's two separate things. There is a chayim, and there is a schus vested, and the schus is vested in the nizek even when there is no chayv incumbent upon the mazik. For example, the mazik is a goy, the mazik is a kohen. So there is a schus vested. So again, we can understand the Rambam Shita. We can again understand the Rambam Shita. So in other words, so in regard to the schus. So we say Yamitz Mechaber Olrai. So he cannot demand of the Nizek, cannot demand of the Mazik. He cannot enforce his rules because he has to prove his rules. That's the halacha of Shochet Mom Elohim. Yamitz Mechaber Olrai. You say you have his rules, prove it. He can't prove it because it's a Bible Yishtei. No one knows whether he has his rules or not. It's a Bible Yishtei. If Chazal didn't know. So how can anyone prove it? So maybe he cannot enforce it. But as far as the Yisr, yes, is concerned, so he has to go to the Chumra. So the Shitas Rambam can be explained in one of two ways. Either that the basic thing is the Yisr and the Chayv of not maintaining the Mazik. Mimele, that gives rise to a Schus becoming vested in the Nizek. So if Zvekin Reis the Chumra is Mechuyet, some melee misofik, he has to refrain from maintaining a mazik on his premises. Or we can say, according to Rambam, this posik of Shvat Netzelik Benish Noch Negere implies two separate aloches, an obligation incumbent upon the mazik to remove a mazik, a nuisance from his premises, and the schutz vested in the mazik. So the mele, in regard to the schus, it's at least parallel raya, but in regard to his own iser, he has to go lechum. What is the shita of the rosh? Now, so the rosh, there is a chubis rosh. Chubis rosh, klal kufches, and this is the basic chubis rosh in Hachokas Nizok. So first of all, it's Klal Meo Shmeino, paragraph Yud. So there, the Rosh mentions a very big Chiddush, and that's a very important, it's not near to the first Perek, but it's very much near to the second Perek. There is Machlekes between Rabbi Yitzi and the Rabbanon, whether on Mazik Lahach Kesatzmei or on Nizik Lahach Kesatzmei. The Rabbanon say on Mazik Lahach Kesatzmei. So the Mele, Rabbanon say, Machik Nesilu Minabeya Chokeyam. So if Shimon has a deer here, and if Reuven wants to plant a new one here, he has to move away on his own premises. Suppose Shimon has the bay on Mamish near the border, here at the border. And so if Reuven wants to plant a tree, he has to move away from the border. Why? Because otherwise the Shoroshi of the Yilon will undermine the foundations of the bay in due course. And Rabbi Yitzi says, no, he's allowed to plant a tree, because the Lanizik Lahach Yisatzmei. Where it is, Gina Delay, so then everybody is made it, that Alamazik Lahach Yisatzmei. Made Rabbi Yitzi Gina Delay. But when it's not Gina Delay, like planting a tree, because at the time when he plants it, there are no chitzmes yet. It will take maybe a year or two until the shoshim will be mispashing and undermine the foundations of the other neighbors' bay. So it's not the other way. So Rabbi Yisi says he's allowed to do it. And the Rabbanan say he's not allowed to do it. So here there is a Chibes HaRosh in Klal Kufres, paragraph 2, Shailo, Rumin Chof Aguma B'chatzirei, שמקשומים מכל חול ניסייכו, וכשרובו המים, וכשרובו המים, בייקים, בייקים ועברים דרך רימה סמרתי שימן, וגם אסריע בחוץ השימן, מריח המים. So in other words, so there are two contiguous חצרס, רובן and שימן. And רובן dug a bear in his חוצר, in order to fill it up with water, with mikshom. But the situation is such that whenever the bay is filled up with water, overflows with water, so then the water starts flowing over the chotzer of Shimen, the adjoining neighbor, and then the basement of Shimen becomes filled up with water. That's the situation. So the Shai, now the Gemara says we passed like Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Zivarach Esatzne, so there was a din Torah between Rubin and Shimon. So Rubin said, I have a right to maintain a bayer in my chotzer in order to have a reservoir of water, and the fact that in due course this water will overflow and it will flood your basement, that's your problem. It's not my problem because we pass through like Rabbi Yitzi, Allah Nizik La'arik Esatzmei. And Shimon said he becomes ruined. He cannot even live. Because whenever there is a lot of rain, so then his basement becomes flooded. So they inquired of the Rosh. So the Rosh mentions a very big fish. Lefluk, lefimish kalvishe, Rubin is right. We do pass him like Rabbi Yisi, Alan Yisrael is Atzmei. So it is just too bad that his basement becomes flooded every time there is a lot of rain. But the Rosh says that the din is with Shimon, not with him. Nearly, Sherubim Chayyad Nisalik Ezeki, the Afro Rabbi Yisi, the Omar Alan Yisrael is Atzmei, Heichet Lehavi Kiren Oei, Hochem Meide Kivin Nofish Ezeki Vishimen, וגם תשמי של שימן קבוע, ואי אפשר לי ניסה לכס עצמי, דהירו בלוי מרתי וחוצר. ולקום הרב יאיסי אלו בבייר ואילון, אף על פי שהבייר קידם ואילון לא יוקינס, שזה חבר בשיח שולי, וזה נטיע בשיח שולי, משום סתם בייר ומים וכנוסים, וביקר יוכל הנזק ניסה לכעצמי, ולהר חקץ בייר מנו אילון, חופי עמו, ובייר להווה כל החי תשמיש קבוע, לא חי כאילו בחכמי, וגם בנופי שזה יקי כל החי. So he says, הדין הוא שימן. And what's the difference between מחיקי נסילו מן הבי, or so again he says, אין מחיקי, because אני זה כבר אחזת מי, so here. So it's also, so we should say, על שימן להר כזאת. So let him, so he will not have him out. So the horse says, no, it's very difficult to live without him out. A martif is a necessity, a martif. A basement is a necessity. You have to store certain things in a cellar, in a martif. So namely, when does Rabbi Yisi say, Allah Nizik Lach Yisatzmei, if the it's not such a great hezek. It's not such a great hezek. So namely, let's say, when the Shoroshim undermine the foundations of the bay, and it's not such a hardship, it's a relatively small inconvenience for the Baal HaBay when the Shoroshim reach the bay, the foundations of the bay. Masheike, here, so it seems the Hezek of Shimon is not fish and Zeike, we can tash me shal Shimon kopua, we have shal misalik as Asma. I mean, he'll be very uncomfortable, Shimon, if Rubin will not be forced to remove that bear that is such a nuisance to him. So then, Rabbi Yisi is made in the Ramazik Lahar Kesatzim. So, we have a sheet in the Rambam, an our Gemara, and the Chitz HaKerem Shemitri, so, that apparently accords with the sheet of the Rosh. Now, this is on the Shemitri, as the Kashi, the Chitz HaKerem Shemitri, so even like that, Pirush the Barakam, Vihu HaMazik, the Abraham Rishon, the Al-Chik, who be Shulavid as HaKerem, who be Shulavid as HaKerem. So this says, והפילו רבי איסי לקומו לקמו להניזיק להפק את עצמי, או אמר רבה שלי קמו, מיד רבי איסי בגיר הדולי. בגיר הדולי. So here it is גיר הדולי. Why is it גיר הדולי? Why is it גיר הדולי? Why is it גיר הדולי? Because of the adalad ames that the Chachamim required anyone who wants to plant and who plants an ilon to be mad. That's Avodas HaKeren. What's the Avodas HaKeren? You know, so that doesn't apply to the Keren. That applies to any yom. Because if he has a new yom, so he will be, it will be necessary for him to bring all the Kriya Machrishot, all the tools and the implements to plow the soil, to till the grounds in connection with the tree. So